swimming.
You're welcome, honey.
Mommy is just so proud of her little fat chipmunk cheeks, cause you made all gorgeous like a penguin. Yes, you did. So we're gonna take your little fat legs up the stairs so you can say nighty night to everybody. There you are. Nighty night, everybody.
You bring a baby in the room and adults start talking like Roger Rabbit.
It's a rare condition this day and age to read any good news on the newspaper page. And love and tradition of the grand design, some people say it's even harder to find. Must be some magic clue inside these gentle walls, cause all I see is a tower of dreams, real love bursting out of every scene.
As days go by,
we're gonna fill our house with happiness.
The moon may cry,
but we'll smother the blues with tenderness.
Hey, Sugar.
Hi, Carl. How was your day?
It was exhausting. I'm not even sure if I've got the strength to kiss you hello.
Well, it's your loss.
I'll push myself.
Carl, look at all these school handouts I found in Eddie's trash. No wonder we never know what's going on at school.
Mm-hmm. PTA Monday, science fair last month.
Oh, no, I can't believe this.
I knew you'd be upset about missing the school bake sale.
I'm talking about the basketball tryouts. They're just 3 weeks away, and Edward hasn't even started training.
Well, 3 weeks sounds like plenty of time.
Not if you want to be a star.
Carl, you're acting like it's your sacred fatherly duty to prepare Eddie for basketball.
Harriet, if he doesn't make the basketball team, it could affect his whole life. He'll lose his self-esteem. He might end up alone, Harriet. No wife, no kids, eating cold soup out of a can. And all because he didn't make the team.
Does this stuff just come to you, or do you have a manual?
Hi, Mom.
Hi, Dad.
Hi, babe.
Edward, did you know the basketball tryouts were in 3 weeks?
Yeah, I think I saw a handout about that somewhere.
Well, you've got to get ready. You're in high school now, son. That means a lot tougher competition than last year. So go upstairs to put on your sweats. I'm taking you over to the school to work you out.
School? Dad, I just came from school.
Edward, your father has spoken.
Fine, Dad.
What do you know? It worked. Great news, sports fans. Edward just completed his first basketball workout, and he is already looking sharp.
Well, that's the highlight of my day.
So where is Air Winslow?
Oh, he'll be just a minute. I made him dribble home behind the car.
Carl, is there any chance you're pushing Eddie too hard?
Of course not. Harriet, I'm just helping him to take advantage of his talents. He's got a great touch, Harriet, and he's got the height. I wasn't blessed with height.
That's okay, Dad. You got width.
Thank you, sweetheart.
Edward, you know my rule about no ball bouncing in this house.
Harriet, there is a new rule in effect. Edward is to now eat, sleep, and live with that basketball. He's even gonna give it a name like the pros do. By the way, son, have you thought about a name for it yet?
Dad, I don't want to name my basketball. That's stupid.
Edward, name your basketball. Your father has spoken.
Okay. call it Fred.
Okay, Fred. Now, why don't you two go up and change, and after you do your homework and finish your dinner, me, you, and Fred will watch some highlight videos.
Why don't you and Fred watch them while I go play Nintendo?
Edward.
Okay.
Is that the way we take Fred for a walk?
Sorry, Dad.
This is gonna be a long season.
Come on, keep dribbling. Come on, keep dribbling. Come on, that's it. You're traveling. Okay, rest period.
Dad, it's 5 o'clock in the morning.
I know. I let you sack out an extra half hour because it's Saturday. Now, Edward, the most important meal of the day is breakfast.
What's going on here?
Oh, good morning, sugar. You didn't have to get up just to see us off.
I always get up this early in the morning to milk the cows. Oh, this is ridiculous. You have got to stop working Eddie so hard.
Oh, nonsense. I'm only thinking of his future, and I would never do anything to hurt him. Here, drink this.
He's not eating raw eggs.
What's the matter? Somebody sick?
Yeah, Carl. He's lost his mind. Here, cook these.
Eggs. Eggs.
Carl, I've had it. You're obsessed with Eddie's playing basketball, and you've got to stop.
Look, woman. Sports are my domain in this family. You are in charge of homework, manners, and I'll even give you vacations. But I handle sports.
Why? Because you're the man? Well, the fact that your face grows hair and your head loses it doesn't prove, didn't it?
Do we have any goat cheese?
What are you doing?
I'm trying to make egg Saint Moritz.
Just make eggs. Throw them in a pan and heat them up until they stop moving.
Forget the eggs. We'll pick up something on the way. Come on, Edward. We're losing the day. Come on. That's it. 1-2-1-2-1-2-1-2-1-2-1-2-1-2. Come on. 1-2-1-2-1-2.
Dad, can I ride in the car this time?
1-2-1-2-1-2-1-2. You're not pushing yourself.
Dad, I need to take a rest.
A rest? You just had a water break an hour ago?
Yeah, but she made me run in place while I was drinking.
Okay, something easy. Defensive skills.
Dad, I need to catch my breath.
Uh-huh, okay, and while you're slacking off, some other kid is busting his tail to be better than you.
Oh, but it's Saturday. I wanted to go hang out at the mall.
Look, I'm not unreasonable. From noon till 2, you're on your own. Then it's right back here, and you and I work until supper time. What do you say? Okay, good.
All right, Dad. That's it.
I knew you'd see it my way, son.
No, I mean, that's it. I quit.
Well, you can't knock off. I just told you how much more work we have to do.
No, I'm not quitting the workout, Dad. I'm quitting basketball. For good.
Edward. Edward, come back here. Your father has spoken.
You know, the other morning got me all fired up about gourmet cooking again. I can't wait for you two to taste these brioches.
Brioche, huh? They look just like big muffins to me.
No, Harriet. Brioche are much lighter and flakier. They have this wonderful sort of airy texture about them.
Eddie? Edward! Hi, Mama. You seen Eddie?
No. Here. Police.
Harriet, where's Eddie? Well, I have arranged for him to meet Will the Thrill Morgan.
The basketball player?
That's right. And he's due here any minute. You see, I went down to Chicago Stadium today to pick up the tickets for the Bulls game. And what do you know? I met him. So we started talking. I told him about Edward, and he said he'd speak with him. Whoa. What is this?
Rachel made them.
Shouldn't that be written on here? Yes, Will. Hiya, Will. Nice to see you again.
How you doing, Carl?
Okay. Will, this is my wife, Harriet. Harriet, this is Will the Thrill Morgan.
Nice to meet you here.
Nice to meet you, too.
Harriet, I'm sure that Will would enjoy some refreshments.
Me, too. What are you fixing?
Harriet.
Okay, but I'll be right back.
Come on in, Will.
So, if you're still interested in buying my Porsche, I've decided to ask $45,000.
Buy a Porsche?
Oh, no. Did I ruin a surprise?
Well, yeah, in a way.
Carl, I think we better talk.
Excuse us, Will, won't you? Sit down. Make yourself at home. Put your feet up. Don't eat that.
I can't believe you told that man that you would buy his car.
Well, that was the only way I could be sure he'd come over.
You mean you lied to the man?
Look, Harriet, the most important thing here is to get Edward playing basketball again now, and I just couldn't pass up this opportunity.
Carl, you dribble one ball too many.
Excuse me. I'll just clean up later.
Now, I don't care what you say, it just ain't right.
Whoa! Will the Thrill Morgan is in the living room.
He's here to see Carl.
Oh, I always wanted to meet him.
So, go say hello.
I can't meet a star looking like this. No, honey, I gotta go fix myself up.
Now, Harriet, you are my wife, and I want you to stand behind me on this.
Carl, I'll be standing so far behind you, you won't even see me.
Sorry, Will. My wife and I had a difference of opinion about cars. She's holding out for a Rolls Royce.
Speaking of Rolls, is Rachel out of the kitchen yet?
Mama, we have company. Will, this is Estelle Winslow, my mother. Mama, meet Will the Thrill Morgan.
This man needs no introduction. Will the Thrill Morgan.
It's nice to meet you, Mrs. Winslow.
Now, if you really meant that, you'd plant one right here.
Glad.
I'm gonna call all my girlfriends in the Canasta group. They're gonna die.
So, ready to see the car?
Sure, yeah. But you know, Will, I really want to take my time going over it.
Hey, who red Porsche is that out there? Oh, sweat! You're Will Morgan.
Will, this is our son, Eddie.
It's nice to meet you, Eddie. And that's my Porsche outside, but your dad might buy it.
Oh, we're gonna get a Porsche?
Maybe. Say, Will, you know what really clears my head before a big decision? Basketball.
Basketball?
Yeah, sure. It'll be fun. We'll go over to the high school. You wouldn't mind shooting around with a real pro, now would you, Edward?
No.
Go up and get Fred.
Is Fred Eddie's brother?
No, it's his basketball. He named it just like the pros do.
Where'd he get a dumb idea like that?
I don't know.
You know, Carl is funny, but I'm getting the feeling the car isn't the real reason you asked me here.
Isn't the real reason? Okay, I lied. Look, Will, you see, Edward quit basketball, and I was kind of hoping maybe you could talk him into playing again. No pressure. It would just change his whole life.
Okay, I'll talk to him.
Oh, gee, thanks.
All set?
Oh, let's do it.
Well, Will Morgan, what a surprise. The thrill is gone.
Nice form, huh?
Not bad, not bad.
Say, Will, you know, as good as Eddie is, he could still use a few pointers from a real pro. Would you mind showing him your famous first step?
No problem.
Hey, Edward, come here. Will's gonna show you something. I'll play defense. Oh, of course, I should mention that I used to be a pretty fierce defender back in my day.
Thanks for the warning.
Uh-huh. Okay. Go ahead.
Listen, Carl, why don't you let me talk to Eddie alone, okay?
You don't need me for anything?
No, I think we'll be okay, just the two of us.
Oh, okay, fine. Well, I guess I'll see you two back at the house. Oh, hi! He's good, Eddie.
Is great. They've been gone for over an hour. You know, when you got a hunch about something and it pays off, you just feel so good. Am I a great dad or what?
Careful you don't pull a muscle patting yourself on the back.
Oh, look who's back. Did you two have fun?
Yes, we did. Eddie's a great kid and a good ball player.
Oh, I coached him.
Well, folks, I better be going.
Wait a minute. What about the Porsche?
Oh, well, I don't think I want a red car. Cops are always on the lookout for them.
Tell me about it. Nice meeting you all. Eddie, good luck.
It was nice to meet you, Mr. Morgan.
Thanks, Thrill.
Bye-bye.
So, son, did you two talk about anything in particular?
Well, only basketball.
Oh, basketball. Well, did Will say anything about how much he loves the game and all that it's done for him, that sort of thing?
Oh, yeah. I mean, Will said basketball was the greatest thing that's ever happened to him.
Oh. Well, what say you and I get back on the court tomorrow and pick up practice where we left off? What do you say?
Dad, I'm still not playing.
What?
Will also told me to make up my own mind. And to do it makes me happy. So I've decided I'm happy not playing basketball. You know, Dad, I was that close to going back to basketball. Then you had me talk to Will. Thanks, Dad.
I would play you a little one-on-one, except kicking your butt would only add to your misery.
Harriet, Eddie had everything going for him. How could he just throw it away?
Well, maybe he didn't throw it away. Maybe he just put it aside for a while. But he doesn't want to play now, and there's nothing you can do to change him.
But I wasn't trying to change him. I just wanted to inspire him. Do you know what I could have done with that boy's talent?
Carl, I've been thinking. Maybe you're trying to live your own fantasy through Eddie.
Well, maybe I was. A little. Honey, it's just that when you do well in sports, it could just make you feel so great. I just wanted that for Eddie.
Well, I'll tell you one thing, Carl. He's a lot happier now than he was during your workouts.
You noticed that too, huh?
Mm-hmm. The only person who's not happy now is you.
Yeah. You better not let your mother catch you eating out the carton.
Don't worry, Dad. I'm gonna finish it all.
You know, son, I owe you an apology.
For what, Dad?
Well, for pushing you about basketball.
It's all right, Dad. And maybe I'll play next year.
Fair enough. I guess your old dad went a little crazy, huh?
Well, yeah.
You know, son, I've always had this dream that you'd be a professional basketball player. But I guess that was my dream and not yours. I shouldn't have forced it on your son, and I'm sorry.
Dad, if I don't have my own dream yet, is there something wrong with me?
No.
Not at all. You will someday. What's on your mind now? What do you like to think about?
Girls, mostly.
Well, that's normal. What else?
Well, I think about the movies a lot.
Hey, maybe you'll be a famous movie director. Win the Academy Award.
No, I mean, I like to think about taking girls to the movies a lot.
Of course. But anyway, son, the most important thing about a dream isn't when you find it. It's once that you do, you never give up on it. You understand?
Yeah, Dad.
And son, whenever you find that dream, if you ever need any help, I'll always be there.
Thanks, Dad.
Eddie.
Hey, it's pretty good.